Physical Keyboard's Grip Starts to Loosen by David Pierce in the Wall Street Journal. Since those early days of the computer revolution, the look of our machines has been changing endlessly, except for the keyboard. You could sit down at just about any computer built in the past 40 years and immediately know how to enter text. The keyboard, nicknamed QWERTY for its first six keys, is the tech industry's unkillable cockroach. It isn't that QWERTY is perfect. In fact, one popular but probably apocryphal story says it was designed specifically to slow typists to prevent keys from jamming. And yet, software program Mavis Beacon has now trained computer users for decades on those familiar home roads, even with average users able to type 45 words per minute. Pretty soon, though, something has to give. The most interesting internet-connected gadgets today aren't evolved typewriters with Intel inside. They're watches, handsets, and fridges without space for roomy keyboards. Even ultra-thin phones can barely serve up a QWERTY experience. That's why tech firms had to invent autocorrect. Going forward, our fingers might play a role, even if there's no physical keyboard. But in the long run, today's text-based interactions might seem as quaint as typing commands in the pre-mouse era. Recently, I tried tools that aim to provide more nuanced, more human ways to capture all the ways we communicate, from our words to our movements to our facial expressions. QWERTY endures in part because the only thing worse than an imperfect keyboard is a keyboard you don't know how to use. We've done user studies that found humans are creatures of habit, says Angana Ghosh, a product manager working on Gboard, Google's digital keyboard. When someone wants to dash off a message, the last thing they want to do is learn a new way to do it. David Schick, however, would like to teach you a new way. Mr. Schick is the co-founder of Tap Systems, which built a one-handed wearable keyboard called the Tap. With it on, a tap of my index finger on a table registered as E, and my middle and pinky fingers together made a Z. The $179 Tap is likely most useful in places that can't support a full keyboard, Mr. Schick says. He envisions tap wearers typing while immersed in virtual reality or sending long screeds from smartwatches. Mr. Schick said it takes about 3 weeks of practice to get good at tapping. He proved his own proficiency by tapping out the beginning of the Declaration of Independence at 54 words a minute. For my part, I was able to slowly pound through half the alphabet in a few minutes. It wasn't exactly love at first tap. Years ago, the keyboard was for more than communication. The only way to use a computer was to endlessly enter code. Now that we deal with complex visual experiences every day, reducing interaction to letters makes less sense. It's weird that a child with a piece of clay has more power than a professional with a computer, says Leap Motion Chief Executive Michael Buchwald. Leap has spent years building a system that could track your hands with remarkable speed and accuracy, replicating their every minute motion in the digital world so you can operate within it just as you would the real world. The company is working on putting its technology into next-generation game consoles, virtual reality headsets, and more. In a demo, I picked up its system almost immediately. There's almost nothing to learn. I was in a room full of blocks and just grabbed, threw, poked, and moved them like I would anything else. Leap's technology can coexist with physical keyboards, especially in augmented reality situations where you can see both real and digital objects. But the company also revealed its own idea of a future-proof, VR-friendly keyboard. A digital menu attached to the inside of my left hand, which I could virtually tap on with my right, or select to type. Over time, the keyboards and touchscreens in your life will be replaced by lots of new kinds of interfaces. You might control your music with a brush of your jacket sleeve, as with Google's Project JackGuard, which uses conductive yarn to send signals to your smartphone. You might type by just staring at keys using technology from companies such as Tobii and Fove. They track your eye motion, inputting whatever letter you stare at. Maybe all you'll need to do is think about the letters if companies like Open Water succeed. They're building technology to track and identify your brain waves so you can communicate practically telepathically. For now, speech is by far the most mature of these new interfaces. A 2016 study found that you can text nearly 3 times as fast by speaking your message rather than typing it.